And finally today, the French composer Hector Zazu died earlier this week in Paris. The World's Marco Werman has this appreciation.
Eclectic would be a mild way of describing the work of Hector Zazu. From rock to chamber music to global idioms, Zazu explored them all. In 1983, he teamed up with Congolese musician Boni Bikaye for the album Noir et Blanc. The resulting music was one of the first blends of African styles and electronica.
Ton père menacé, moi parti, oh. Ton enfant pleure, oh. Où est ma vie?
Mark Hollander is the founder of the Belgian record label Crammed Discs. His label released many of Hector Zazu's albums. Hollander says Hector Zazu was always trying to break new musical ground.
He was very curious, very open-minded, and no record was similar to the previous one. He always wanted to experiment something new, but always with an ear. You know, he didn't try to do complicated things just for the sake of it. He was always trying to reach the audience and touch people.
Part of the reason Hector Zazu was good at touching people, he collaborated with recognizable artists like Peter Gabriel, Laurie Anderson, and Bjork. But he also gladly teamed up with musicians who were lesser known, but with whom he felt an affinity. Here's Zazu with a track called Surrender, which he recorded with British singer-songwriter Nicola Hitchcock. Hector Zazu had completed a new record just before he passed away. Unremarkably for Zazu, it was a collaboration with musicians from India and Uzbekistan. Zazu took inspiration from the famous mirror scene in the Orson Welles film The Lady from Shanghai. Again, Mark Hollander.
The record is called In the House of Mirrors, so his idea was to place the musician in a chamber of mirrors and to, you know, play with the reflection of his own sound. I think it's one of his most beautiful albums, and it's a cruel irony that he didn't even see finished copies of the record, and I think it will be very well received and loved.
Hector Zazu's House of Mirrors comes out in November. Zazu died on Monday. He was 60 years old. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
Music by Hector Zazu ends our program today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, honoring marathon legend Alberto Salazar and 25 global heroes running strong with medical technology. Learn more at Medtronic.com.